Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie Alpha 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on an answer phone.
Hi Tony, it's Samantha. I'm happy to confirm that your trip has been booked as follows. An airport shuttle service will pick you up at the Hilton Hotel at 11:15. Please make sure you have enough cash to buy your ticket from the driver. The ride from the hotel to the airport costs €33. Your Alitalia flight to Zurich leaves from Terminal 1 at 13:55, arriving in Zurich at 15:30. The flight number is AZ574. So I guess that's all. If you have any questions, you can reach me on 076-512-6488. Have a lovely trip.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi Tony, it's Samantha. I'm happy to confirm that your trip has been booked as follows. An airport shuttle service will pick you up at the Hilton Hotel at 11:15. Please make sure you have enough cash to buy your ticket from the driver. The ride from the hotel to the airport costs €33. Your Alitalia flight to Zurich leaves from Terminal 1 at 13:55, arriving in Zurich at 15:30. The flight number is AZ574. So I guess that's all. If you have any questions, you can reach me on 076-512-6488. Have a lovely trip.
Now go on to part two. 2. A voicemail.
Hello, Grace. This is Ken. I have made all the necessary arrangements for Miss Logan's visit. You know, the newly appointed head of sales at Nordstrom's in Seattle. I've booked her a suite at the Beausite Hotel. It's a beautiful place. Check out their website, www.beausite.co.uk. That's www.beausite.co.uk. Now, unfortunately, the conference room was already booked early in the morning. So instead of 9 a.m, I scheduled the meeting for 10:30 a.m. For lunch, I've booked a table at the club quarters, and afterwards we'll give Miss Logan a factory tour. I guess that's all. See you tomorrow.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Grace. This is Ken. I have made all the necessary arrangements for Miss Logan's visit. You know, the newly appointed head of sales at Nordstrom's in Seattle. I've booked her a suite at the Beausite Hotel. It's a beautiful place. Check out their website, www.beausite.co.uk. That's www.beausite.co.uk. Now, unfortunately, the conference room was already booked early in the morning. So instead of 9 a.m, I scheduled the meeting for 10:30 a.m. For lunch, I've booked a table at the club quarters, and afterwards we'll give Miss Logan a factory tour. I guess that's all. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to Tomoe Savano, a young woman from Kyoto City in Japan, talking to radio journalist Sam Shepard about a new Japanese trend. For each question, mark the best answer. A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Hi, welcome to Walks of Life. My name is Sam Shepard, and here with me in the studio is 39-year-old Tomoe Sawano from Kyoto in Japan. Lovely to have you on the show, Tomoe.
Great to be here.
Tomoe, you've recently got married to yourself, right?
Well, that's not quite what I did. But I've made my childhood dream come true. I've always wanted to be a bride, you know, with a white dress, flowers, a great hairstyle, beautiful makeup, and so on. And that's what I got. But unlike other brides, I didn't have a groom.
That sounds somewhat strange. Tell us more about this special event.
It's a new Japanese trend called solo wedding. For approximately $2,500, you get the basic package, including your choice of a luxurious wedding kimono or Western-style dress, plus a matching flower bouquet, hair and makeup styling, a professional photo shooting, and accommodation at a top-class hotel. Optional add-ons include a Japanese man to pose as an image partner, dinner with a tour guide, if you can't stand dining alone, or a spa treatment.
Wow, that's incredible. How did you feel on this very special day of yours?
To be honest, it felt fabulous. It was like a holiday, although it wasn't relaxing, of course. Because it was a super busy day, and I felt really entertained by all the buzz that was going on around me. But most of all, it boosted my self-confidence, because I felt gorgeous. At the office, I always look tired, but with the help of the staff, I managed to show off the beautiful shape I have while I'm still in my 30s.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. But why did you want to be a solo bride?
Well, being single at this age, I was frustrated by the pressure to get married. For young professional Japanese women like me, it isn't easy to find a husband. But after this experience, I left my worries behind me. I'm hoping to find a partner, but I now believe that even if I don't, I can still enjoy life and make my dreams come true all by myself.
Absolutely. Having had this fabulous experience, to whom would you recommend a solo wedding?
I think the solo wedding experience is basically a glamorous portrait photo session for women who have always dreamed of being a bride. For women who are at an age when it is socially unacceptable to be single and not even divorced. But there are also some married women who book the package because they either had no wedding ceremony or weren't satisfied with their photos.
Well, Thank you very much, Tomoe, for sharing this unique experience with us. Next week, we will have another special guest on our program.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hi, welcome to Walks of Life. My name is Sam Shepherd, and here with me in the studio is 39-year-old Tomoe Sawano from Kyoto in Japan. Lovely to have you on the show, Tomoe.
Great to be here.
Tomoe, you've recently got married to yourself, right?
Well, that's not quite what I did, but I've made my childhood dream come true. I've always wanted to be a bride, you know, with a white dress, flowers, a great hairstyle, beautiful makeup and so on. And that's what I got. But unlike other brides, I didn't have a groom.
That sounds somewhat strange. Tell us more about this special event.
It's a new Japanese trend called solo wedding. For approximately $2,500, you get the basic package, including your choice of a luxurious wedding kimono or Western-style dress, plus a matching flower bouquet, hair and makeup styling, a professional photo shooting, and accommodation at a top-class hotel. Optional add-ons include a Japanese man to pose as an image partner, dinner with a tour guide, if you can't stand dining alone, or a spa treatment.
Wow, that's incredible. How did you feel on this very special day of yours?
To be honest, it felt fabulous. It was like a holiday, although it wasn't relaxing, of course, because it was a super busy day, and I felt really entertained by all the buzz that was going on around me. But most of all, it boosted my self-confidence, because I felt gorgeous. At the office, I always look tired, but with the help of the staff, I managed to show off the beautiful shape I have while I'm still in my 30s.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. But why did you want to be a solo bride?
Well, being single at this age, I was frustrated by the pressure to get married. For young professional Japanese women like me, it isn't easy to find a husband. But after this experience, I left my worries behind me. I'm hoping to find a partner, but I now believe that even if I don't, I can still enjoy life and make my dreams come true all by myself.
Absolutely. Having had this fabulous experience, to whom would you recommend a solo wedding?
I think the solo wedding experience is basically a glamorous portrait photo session for women who have always dreamed of being a bride, for women who are at an age when it is socially unacceptable to be single and not even divorced. But there are also some married women who book the package because they either had no wedding ceremony or weren't satisfied with their photos.
Well, thank you very much, Tomoe, for sharing this unique experience with us. Next week, we will have another special guest on our program.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to Audrey Harris interviewing Robert Noland, a communication expert, about a new kind of fear. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Good morning and welcome to Communication Technology Talk. My name is Audrey Harris, and here with me in the studio is Robert Noland, a well-known psychologist and communication expert. Welcome to our program, Robert.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Robert, researchers say there's an increasingly frequent problem. More and more people seem to suffer from a huge fear of being separated from their smartphone.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Actually, even a new term for this has been created, nomophobia. It's short for no mobile phobia, and it's used to describe the feeling of panic or stress some people experience when they're unable to access or use their mobile phone.
No way, that's crazy. Can you tell us more about this?
Sure. According to new research, nomophobia has little to do with being unable to make or receive phone calls. Instead, a group of Korean scientists has found out it's because smartphones are so advanced and personal to us that they've actually become a part of us or an extension of ourselves.
Well, that's definitely true in my case. I couldn't live without my mobile either, I guess. But what exactly makes them so important?
As well as storing meaningful photos and messages, mobiles act as a platform for an enormous range of apps, websites, and services that let us quickly access content that's important to us. Smartphones are the key to so many personal memories that users tend to consider them as their extended selves. This is the reason people are very likely to become attached to the devices. And as a result, the idea that the mobile phone could be unavailable causes panic and stress.
Okay, I see. Are we all affected by this new fear?
One important study was carried out with a relatively small group of 300 students in South Korea. So the results may not be fully representative of all smartphone users, but scientists believe that nomophobia will become a big issue for people in the future, as technology becomes even more personalized and we rely on it more and more.
Is there anything we can do as smartphone users to prevent nomophobia?
I think we must find a difficult balance. We should try not to become completely dependent on smartphones while still benefiting from the advantages of technology. We'll see how this goes. Nomophobia isn't currently listed as a mental illness, but studies have shown that smartphone attachment can cause serious problems.
Such as?
It was found that simply having a smartphone within reach, even if it's switched off or placed face down, reduces the capacity of the brain. However, putting your smartphone in a different room can give your brain a boost, even if you consider yourself to be highly dependent on it.
Well, let's hope we'll be brave enough to get rid of our phones every once in a while. Thanks a lot, Robert, for this interesting piece of news. That's all from us for today. We'll be back next week with another interesting...
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning and welcome to Communication Technology Talk. My name is Audrey Harris, and here with me in the studio is Robert Noland, a well-known psychologist and communication expert. Welcome to our program, Robert.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Robert, researchers say there's an increasingly frequent problem. More and more people seem to suffer from a huge fear of being separated from their smartphone.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Actually, even a new term for this has been created, nomophobia.
Oh.
It's short for no mobile phobia, and it's used to describe the feeling of panic or stress some people experience when they're unable to access or use their mobile phone.
No way, that's crazy. Can you tell us more about this?
Sure. According to new research, nomophobia has little to do with being unable to make or receive phone calls. Instead, a group of Korean scientists has found out it's because smartphones are so advanced and personal to us that they've actually become a part of us or an extension of ourselves.
Well, that's definitely true in my case. I couldn't live without my mobile either, I guess. But what exactly makes them so important?
As well as storing meaningful photos and messages, mobiles act as a platform for an enormous range of apps, websites, and services that let us quickly access content that's important to us. Smartphones are the key to so many personal memories that users tend to consider them as their extended selves. This is the reason people are very likely to become attached to the devices. And as a result, the idea that the mobile phone could be unavailable causes panic and stress.
Okay, I see. Are we all affected by this new fear?
One important study was carried out with a relatively small group of 300 students in South Korea. So the results may not be fully representative of all smartphone users, but scientists believe that nomophobia will become a big issue for people in the future, as technology becomes even more personalized and we rely on it more and more.
Is there anything we can do as smartphone users to prevent nomophobia?
I think we must find a difficult balance. We should try not to become completely dependent on smartphones while still benefiting from the advantages of technology. We'll see how this goes. Nomophobia isn't currently listed as a mental illness, but studies have shown that smartphone attachment can cause serious problems.
Such as?
It was found that simply having a smartphone within reach, even if it's switched off or placed face down, reduces the capacity of the brain. However, putting your smartphone in a different room can give your brain a boost, even if you consider yourself to be highly dependent on it.
Well, let's hope we'll be brave enough to get rid of our phones every once in a while. Thanks a lot, Robert, for this interesting piece of news. That's all from us for today. We'll be back next week with another interesting...
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end. of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.